The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station on a Monday.
Oh my God.
I know. How did this happen? we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Should we kick things off with the first talkback of the day?
Yeah, bro.
Let's do it.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. It's your boy Jim from Cache Valley. Hope everyone had a good weekend. We just came from Reno. Almost got snowed in, but we made it home safe. All right, Graham, let's hear it. Go ahead. Light the beam. All right, guys, have a good day.
Why?
The Kings won?
What do you mean? I got to
so
light.
So what?
I got to light the beam.
But I don't like that here. Not allowed. Not allowed on the JV show.
We put it away, though.
Thank you.
Sorry.
We just played Justin Bieber. Can we talk about his Coachella set really quick?
Yes.
Please. Go ahead.
Because the entire thing, look, I didn't watch any of the live stream. I just saw, you know, the clips on Instagram that I'm sure you guys saw as well. Mm-hmm. Was his entire set just singing off of YouTube?
Yep. I think so.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
He spent more than a half hour scrolling through YouTube.
Oh, my God.
But it was nostalgia alert. Blue.
Yeah, I guess. But this is Coachella. I'm expecting a performance, like an actual performance.
Well, he performed along to snippets of some songs, and then those were the ones that people really wanted to hear. Mm. Those were the nostalgia alert songs.
Nostalgia alert.
And he only did like a minute of each of them, didn't do the full thing. And then he would scroll to the next one.
And he did that the entire time?
His entire set was one laptop, one microphone.
On YouTube.
Yeah, I saw all the memes already going around.
God.
But I think a lot of people, like, loved it. Like, I've heard more good than bad.
I've heard...
They're calling it art and genius because it's Justin Bieber. It's lazy.
I've heard a lot of people just rip it and just like, this was not what this is not what the crowd wanted. The crowd wanted vintage Bieber and like maybe, he didn't need a bunch of backup dancers and choreography, but they wanted more. Other people I read like, oh, this was iconic. Oh, this was it. I don't know. I've heard but very polarizing. I've either heard that this was incredible or this sucked.
Maybe we should take some talkbacks on this later. I'm curious to know what people thought of it. For me, I'm thinking like lazy. Imagine Beyonce, whose Coachella performance, iconic.
Yes.
If you remember that.
Yes.
Imagine her getting up there and she's like, I'm just going to sit here and just play my YouTube videos and I'll just sing along to them.
But you have to understand that was a huge part of his career. So it fits with him. It wouldn't have fit with Beyonce. But with him, it was so nostalgic to see, you know, a video of him when he was so, so small.
But
starting
can I
to
do
sing.
That at home on YouTube?
Well, those videos, though, are up of him singing. Like, that's how he got his start. So I think it was like a full circle moment.
I understand that. But to perform all of your songs
all of
like
it,
that doesn't make sense for every song. As a fan, and I wasn't even there, I expected to come in Monday morning being able to talk about this amazing performance, and he performed in his underwear again or something, and he just like...
Well, like a lot of the clips I saw, his song is playing, right? Because he's playing it off his laptop, legitimately. He's just playing it. And so then he's dancing around and the vocals are playing. He's not singing. And then he would sing, you know, parts when he wanted to. But like, I'm paying for... I want to see you perform. I want to see you sing.
That's how I feel.
I don't want to hear the track playing
like
louder than your voice.
I did like that he performed his standing on business rant, though. That was good.
I heard that.
That was the only part of that. Fine. I will allow. But yeah, maybe we'll talk about this more later on this morning. Oh, don't forget, we have more Disneyland tickets.
Yeah, don't bury the lead here. This is the big headline this morning. Everybody that I think we hit Friday and they didn't hear their talkback played last week as we were giving away four packs of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. A lot of people went into that weekend this past weekend very depressed. And then it was rainy and people were sulking all weekend. I didn't win the Disneyland tickets. But we're doing it all this week, right?
We're doing it again.
Yeah, so there you go. It's a whole new week, everybody.
7:35 tickets coming up. Also, leave your talkbacks, people. Leave your talkbacks. Same thing happening. Leave us a talkback, and then 9:25, we're going to play the winning one. It could be yours. If you do hear your voice, then you're going to have 10 minutes to give us a call back to claim your ticket. So that starts now. Coming up next, Graham, are we going to talk about what this couple or family got caught doing at Disneyland or trying to get away with? Those details coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Britney Spears has entered rehab. A source says she checked in a few days ago, voluntarily, with some nudges from her team, of course. They say she's somewhere in the U.S. Programs for this usually around 30 days, but she could stay longer for a more meaningful recovery.
Do you think it's because she hit rock bottom and she realizes she needed it, or do you think it's because it's going to look good for her upcoming DUI court stuff?
It'll look better for the judge.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried. All right, the Warriors finished, but that's where she needs to be. All right, the Warriors finished their regular season over the weekend with a Friday night loss to the Kings in Sacramento. And then a loss yesterday in L.A. to the Clippers. The losses didn't affect their spot in the standings. They've been locked into that 10 seed for a while now, which means they are in the play-in tournament to try to get into the playoffs. And they're going to be playing the Clippers. Again, they just lost to yesterday, who are the 9 seed. They're going to play them in L.A. on Wednesday.
Go Mets! There might be a sprinkle or two this morning, but other than that, we can say goodbye to the rain for now. It does look like that might come back next week, though. Highs will be in the mid to upper 60s.
Anytime, too much rain.
Anytime Jess says, we're done with the rain, that means it's going to...
Expect the opposite.
Pour later today. You're like, what? Hey, Sagittarius besties!
Hey.
Today's going to be an 8. Even though today might start a little sideways, things are going to turn around quick because low-key, you are feeling a burst of energy today. Use it to finally tackle that thing you've been putting off. Someone at work, someone at a work networking event, I should say, is going to be way more interesting than you expected. So don't bail early just because your couch is calling your name. Wear the good outfit and, babe, actually stay for the second drink.
Love it, babe. All you babes out there. Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Justin Bieber's Coachella set. Look, I'm going to be honest. I thought it was a little lazy. Like, not that I can get up there and do, like, this amazing performance. But I did expect more from Bieber, who instead sat up there on YouTube and just sang along to videos.
What is up, you guys? It's your buddy Ivan from New York. But see, with the topic with the whole Justin Bieber stuff, see, the tickets are already expensive as they are. Two, I'm not paying that much just to go see you scroll on YouTube. I could just happily do that in my bed, in my room.
On my own.
That's a good point. Tickets very expensive.
Super expensive. Everything's very expensive
right now. People were left, I think, wanting a little bit more.
Good morning, JV Show. This is I from Hayward. Yeah, Beavers suck. Now, Carol G, that girl went above and beyond. That's what I call performance. But hey, that's just my opinion. Hope you guys have a great day. Bye.
Oh, I'm like ashamed to say I didn't see any clips from her.
Well,
no,
hers was
all Bieber.
Hers was last night, that's why. And I think there was a little bit of a delay, so I think even her set started a little later. But I saw, from the videos that I saw, she looked amazing, by the way. And yeah, a lot of dancing, choreography, everything.
Did she say anything about ice?
So I know she... I haven't looked into exactly everything that she said, but I know that she brought out Becky G, and Becky G shouted out, you know, like all the immigrants. She shouted out a lot of countries. She shouted out, like, as she always does, but I don't think that counts because that was Becky. That
right.
wasn't.
Becky G, Carol G, relation? I see
Different.
They both have the
they're
last
cousins.
Name G.
No, they're not. They Got just it. Happen to have a G in their name.
Got it.
But Becky G had brought out Carol G when Becky was at Coachella, so now she did the same for her.
Cute.
Yeah.
All right, Graham, let's talk about what this family did at Disney.
Yeah, if you're unable to win Disneyland tickets here with us on our show this week, again, we have two chances by leaving a talk back from now until 9:25 or by winning our Yep Nope game at 7:35. Here's a strategy you parents can use to make the family trip to the happiest place on earth more affordable. Mm-hmm. Go to JV Morning Show on Instagram. Check out our story there because you're going to see what this set of parents did. They stuck one of their... looks like a pretty young kid into sort of the back pouch compartment area of a stroller. It had like a mesh area so you could see the kid through the mesh so that he could breathe. You know, it's not like they're zipped into like a tight duffel bag or something. But the compartment of the stroller, they got one kid in there. And then they do have one kid sitting in the front of the stroller. So they're just trying to smuggle in, it appears, one of their children. That's it. Look, that saves you a lot of money. It's expensive to go to Disneyland. And we don't know from this video, because this was taken by somebody else that looked over and spotted what was happening. We don't know if they made it through, you know, security and the ticketing line without that kid being discovered. We just see you know, what happened ahead of time. Would you guys ever try to smuggle a kid in like this? It looked pretty genius. I mean, these strollers are big nowadays, and there's a lot of compartments and things. And hell, if you can fit a kid in one, why not?
If I could be sure that my kids wouldn't, like, blow my cover as soon as we get up there, and then that one that's being smuggled in starts, like, talking or yelling or crying or something, or, like, pops out of there. If I could be sure that wouldn't happen, then, I mean, yeah, you go for it.
Yeah, but why? Right. What's the big deal if they are... You know, you do get busted. What, are you going to go to Disneyland jail?
I don't know.
Like, no. They're just going to be like, hey, you need to buy a ticket for that kid.
But you can't.
For the stowaway.
But you can't. You can't just buy a ticket there. It has to be, you have to reserve your day and your tickets to go to Disneyland.
Don't they have a box office? Yeah, they have a box office. You could just get a single day ticket for a child.
I don't know if they...
Because I bought tickets there before.
How long ago?
Oh, years.
Okay. Let's not get hung up on the details here.
Yeah.
But, like, let's just say they're like, oh, no, you got to buy a ticket for the stowaway.
It's the embarrassment. It's the humiliation for me. I wouldn't want to be called out or them to look at me like, okay, like, we know what you're trying to do. Like, I would just, I'm not going in at that point.
I'd be like, oh my God, why are you hiding there? I told you to, where's your ticket?
I know.
I gave you your ticket.
I would play the whole thing aloof. Like, I don't even know that kid. What? There's a kid in here?
Where are your parents?
Yeah.
And then they separate the kid from you and you just lost one of your children. And
must have climbed in here without when I wasn't looking. And then, yeah, they'll take that kid to Disneyland jail and the rest of us will have a great time. Is there a jail in Disneyland?
Probably.
For when people get, like, too drunk.
Yeah, drunk.
There's no
tank.
Alcohol in Disneyland. Come on.
Yes, there is.
There's very little alcohol in Disneyland. Very little. It might as well be a dry county. Selena, didn't you used to try to smuggle your kids into Great America in the stroller or something? You've told this story before.
No, that was
alcohol.
Yeah, that was alcohol.
Oh,
my kids.
I thought you used to stick them in a stroller, like, when they were to try to get the under two or whatever. Just, you know, like, oh, they're really young. And when actually they were, like, a little bit older.
No, I mean, you always do that anyways. But that one's not much of a smuggling. They could just, like,
They just pretend to be younger.
But then you're thinking about the time I did smuggle in some liquor in the stroller.
I feel like it was kid related. I feel like it was something. I feel like it was something to do with getting a kid in under the younger age bracket where they're free or something.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does that. I do that. I mean, not anymore because they're a little bit too visibly older. Like you could just tell. Mm-hmm. But before, yeah. But it wasn't really difficult. You just walk in.
You just stick them in there with
put
a pacifier in their mouth and cover them in blankets and be like, that's a baby.
Yeah.
Looks like he's six. Don't worry.
I'd try it. Maybe not at Disneyland, though. I don't want to get
back.
See,
I don't know why Disneyland seems so much more scary.
Yeah.
It does.
You have a lot of rules.
Like, Goofy is the guy working the jail. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me? Sounds scary. What part of Disneyland is scary?
They're jail cells. You haven't been there?
Yeah.
Coming up next on the JV show, Jess got tricked on the streets into giving some random guy her phone number. Wait till you hear how this happened. Oh,
no. The JV show on Wild 94.9.
You guys, I am starting to think that I keep being put into these types of situations because I really need to learn to say no.
The Lord is testing you.
He is testing me and he will continue to do so because clearly I keep failing every single time. Because as I was walking out of a store late last week, there was a man that was passing by, right? Mm-hmm. He said something at me, but I didn't hear. So I kind of just was, I stopped to look at him to be kind of like, hey, sorry, I didn't understand what you just said. And he was just kind of going on about like, oh, like it's a nice day, but like get ready for the rain. The rain's coming. Something about weather related, right? I don't remember exactly how this turned into a full blown conversation.
How long were you talking to this guy for?
In total, it felt like forever, but it must have been maybe 4 minutes. 4 minutes too long.
Okay.
Describe the guy. Old guy, young guy. Who? What are we talking about?
Older man. He was wearing a coat. So he looked like he had just come from his job, maybe. Older man, maybe 50s. Low 50s, late 40s,
okay.
Somewhere
what's
around there.
What's the vibe? Where is this
I
at?
Kind of
you
can't
guys
tell
are
anymore.
Like.
Outside of a store.
Hotel lobby, okay.
Ew, no.
I don't know, just asking.
So then.
Was this at the Love Ranch by,
yeah.
by chance?
Okay. No. Right. Just a regular place with regular people in San Mateo.
Okay.
But then he starts asking me, like, oh, so where do you work? Are you Latina? You look Latina. I say yes. I always. kind of just say, oh, I work in marketing, just because I don't want to give too much information because I'm like, I don't really know you, Kai.
I'm out there trying to get new listeners. I'm like, I work on the JV show. You don't listen? All right, better start
listening.
Change
your presets. Yeah, I go on the iHeartRadio app.
Newly upgraded, free, by the way.
Talk back.
iHeartRadio app.
Disney tickets. Come get your Disney tickets.
7:35, the Yep Nope game. You look smart. You want to play some trivia? Give away something every day.
I probably should have led with that. But
thank you for doing your part.
He started asking me, like, you know, what I do for work. And I guess that's a lot more common for people to do nowadays because I feel like everybody just is so quick to ask that.
What do you mean? Like,
Has that always been a thing?
That's never happened to you before? Like?
That question is as old as time. Right,
what do you do?
It's happened to me before, but I just feel like people don't ask anything else before just leading straight into that, like... So what do you do for work?
I know, I don't just go asking random people on the street, but if you're ever in one of those like awkward situations at like a, I don't know, like a get together, a party, a play date, like that's always your go-to. So what do you do?
Yeah, people have been asking that for thousands of years, even back in the caveman times.
Like, okay, so it's not new. It's not new. But
I make fire.
It's what you do. What you do.
So
I build rock. And then, you know, it's like that was just like stuff that they did. Yeah, it's been going on
forever.
Just trust me.
Yeah. It's not a new thing. But he's telling me more and more about how I should look for a job with the county, the benefits that there are. Like, he's been working with the county for forever. Like, this, and this. Like, trust me. Like, you would, you know, you'd do great. Like, if I had my phone right now, I'd show you, like, you know, where exactly you can apply, this, and this. He's like, but I just lost my phone. Like, I don't know where I left it.
Were you offended a little bit? Like, he looked at you and was like, this poor lady has no job.
Yeah, she needs a job.
She looks like someone who has no job.
Or whatever job she's doing clearly is not working out.
It ain't taking care of her.
Yeah. Let's get you a new job.
I actually thought the opposite at first because I was like, wow, look at this. This man sees potential in me. He thinks that I could get this good paying job with the county and that I could do a good job. And he's encouraging me to apply. Right. That's what I've heard from him specifically. So at this point, I'm like, okay, thank you. Like, thank you so much. And I genuinely mean it because I thought this was just a nice little conversation. And I'm trying to find a way to end the conversation because at this point, I do feel like it's going on a little bit too long. But he keeps talking. He keeps finding ways of like asking more questions. And I'm like, like, okay. Like, he mentions again that he lost his phone and he's like, can you just do me a favor? Like, can you just call my number because I just want to see if someone picks up? And at this point, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable because, of course, like, I don't want to say no after this man has been really nice to me, but I don't feel comfortable being like, yeah, let me call your number or like handing him my phone or anything. I did not hand him my phone, but I did dial the number.
Uh-oh.
And I call his phone and no one picks up.
Oldest trick in the book.
And at this time, at this point in my head, I'm like, oh my God, like I should have just said no. Like I felt so uncomfortable at that point because I'm like, is he lying? Like what if his phone is actually in his pocket?
Did it ring?
It didn't ring.
Was buzzing on him.
Yeah, I was trying to hear like.
It's right here.
So at this point, he's still talking. But in my mind, like I can't think of anything else. But oh my gosh, like, does he have my phone number now? Like the conversation ends at that point, right? Like I'm like, oh, like I hope you find it, blah, blah, blah. He's trying to like still make more conversation, but I'm kind of like, you know, I need to go. And so I rushed to my car, which I also was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to get in my car right now because I don't want him to see what.
So now he has your license plate number.
Yeah.
He has your phone number. He followed you back to your house. He's got your address.
Yep. He knows I work in some sort of marketing thing.
Yep. iHeartMedia.
So I was just like, you know what? He was just a nice man. Why am I trying to make it out to be something that it's not? And I even called Ruben at that point and I was like, do you think I'm stupid for doing this?
What did he say? Yes.
He actually was like, usually he's like, okay, you gotta just say no. You gotta just say no. But this time he was like, oh, well, how could you have known? You know, like you did a nice thing. He probably was just a nice man. So I was like, you know what? You're right. You're right. I did a nice thing. And it wasn't until, you guys, a text message comes through.
Oh yes. And it was like, hey, I'll see you at your place later. Oh.
I was just kind of like, oh my God, is this a scam text? Because I get those all the time. And it was just a message that said, nice meeting you. Like,
okay, no.
Oh, that was nice. It was nice meeting you.
But I'm, hello? Where's, you found your phone?
That means that's like admitting that was like a trick the entire time to get your phone number. At least that's how it would make me feel.
Like,
and so that's wrong. And that's a huge ick. No, gross. Did you block him?
Yes. But now I'm freaked out because now I'm like,
he has your license plate. He knows where you live. He has all your other information.
He knows where I shop. Is he gonna? Is he gonna reverse search my phone
number? Is this
number
a place that you regularly go to?
Yes.
Not anymore.
You gotta move.
You can't go there anymore.
Yeah, you need to move. Sorry, San Mateo.
But see,
wait, that's so shady, though.
But what would you guys have done?
See, I feel like because I am stupid in the situations too, I probably would have done the same thing. And that's honestly something where my husband is like, you have to stop, just giving in to certain things that don't feel right or you feel weird. You need to be able to, put your foot down in certain situations. Yeah. I'm like you, Jess. I can't. I'm too nice, and I fall for every trick that there is.
But how do we know this was a trick? What are you getting, this guy's hitting on me?
It doesn't seem like a shady way to, get her phone number.
It would be, but, I don't know. I'm picturing, this old guy that lost his phone.
Right, but then why text afterwards? Just leave it at that. Hopefully you found your phone. There's no need to reach out to this.
But it sounded like
they,
at least in his mind, they had a lengthy conversation
about great
benefits and a job opportunity.
He thinks you guys are friends now? Nice meeting you. You're going to carry on this relationship? It's weird.
Some people, that's how they, in society, sometimes people meet each other,
That's
it just happens.
Fine, but if one person is uncomfortable, she shouldn't have to be subjected to it.
How does she know she's uncomfortable?
He doesn't. I'm not saying that he should know, but I'm saying in Jess, on her end, if it does make her uncomfortable, she should be able to say no.
Also,
I'm not going to call
you. Hey, baby, what are you up to tonight? How'd you sleep?
I'm just assuming if this guy has a wife, I wouldn't feel comfortable with my husband getting some random girl's phone number because she called his number and now all of a sudden he's texting her. Hey, it was nice meeting you. Trying to make conversation.
Yeah.
Well, do we know he's married? We're making a lot of assumptions here. What if he's a recruiter for the county and he's got a lot of jobs he's trying to fill, so he's just trying to get a report going here so he can offer her a job. I don't know. If we're making all these assumptions, we can make a bunch. I think it is creepy if he was giving you creepy vibes the entire time. This guy's trying to hit on me and then he texts you later. Yes, major red flag. Super creepy. If it's some old guy legitimately just trying to say thank you, I don't know.
Old guys, they don't know that they're being creepy.
Yeah. And also, if you just wanted me to call your phone because you, lost it, you should have led with that instead of making me have a conversation with you for 5 minutes.
And then leave it at that. Why text after?
Yeah.
They have great benefits. You haven't heard about the benefits.
I know. He almost convinced me, you guys. He almost recruited me.
He almost left here.
See? It almost worked.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess. Have you never heard of *67 making phone calls to privates? You gotta remember, *67. Anyways, good morning, guys. Happy morning day.
6767. Yeah, multiple talk packs have already flooded in saying the exact same thing. I was thinking that when you're telling the story.
That still works?
Yes, it does. As a way to block your number. Mm. So then you could call this old guy's phone. It's a situation Jess was just laying out.
Problem solved.
And then your number would not show up in his phone.
In the moment, that was not in my head at all.
Had you ever heard? Did you know that was a thing?
I knew it was a thing. I just haven't heard about it being used in a long time.
Same.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Obviously going to be a lot of Coachella talk this morning. Northwest was there over the weekend roaming the campground, stealing a lot of the spotlight from what I saw on social media. Everyone's stopping here for pictures. People are asking, though, is Northwest too young to be there? Do you guys have thoughts? She's 12 years old. Is Coachella an appropriate place?
I would think no as a parent.
Oh, really? I think 12, and she was just by herself with her friends, huh?
Friends and security, obviously.
It's a music festival at the end of the day.
12?
12 is really young,
though.
It makes me feel better that she had, bodyguards, obviously. Nothing could have ever happened to her. But, a normal kid at 12, get out of here. Too young.
You see a lot of kids at Bottle Rock in Napa.
And do you think that one is...
But I feel like that's Bottle Rock. I mean, if you're a young teen, I think that's a little more...
But it's a big music festival. I think the daytime with the kids there, I think that it seems acceptable. So why am I judging Coachella differently? I don't know. They're big music festivals.
Coachella just seems different.
It does seem a little bit more
just
adult.
The level of but also, everything I've never going been, on so there. I don't know. Right. By the way, Kim K was also there, but not with Northie. She was on like a date night with Lewis Hamilton. They were like somewhere else.
Oh.
There in Coachella. All right, so Taylor Swift is kind of getting dragged into the feud between Zendaya and Sydney Sweeney. So, you know, season 3 of Euphoria premiered yesterday on HBO Max. More on that in a second. We've been talking about Zendaya and Sydney. They've been at odds and cannot wait for all of this Euphoria stuff to just be over because there's so much tension between them. Political differences mostly, but we also heard that Sydney was a little too friendly with Tom Holland when he would go to set to watch Zendaya. Zendaya didn't appreciate that too much. Now we're learning there's another element to this, and it kind of ties back to Taylor Swift because, you know, Sydney is currently dating Scooter Braun.
Right.
And so when
is that still a thing?
That's still a thing from what I've read this morning. And so when Scooter would come around, Zendaya would feel weird about it because she's super tight with Taylor Swift and they obviously have a lot of history together. I mean, it's been mostly squashed, but a source says not fully. It's something they just don't talk about in public that much anymore. But those same feelings of like anger, it's still there, even though Taylor did get her master's back. But everything else, they're still not okay. On great terms. And so Sydney bringing him around, Zendaya also felt some type of way about that. So that just adds another layer of why they don't like each other. By the way, before season 3 premiered, they shared a new trailer of the show. What the heck is going on with Sydney's character? So go to JB Morning Show on our Instagram story. Jess is looking at it right now. She's dressed up as an adult baby.
Yeah. And we put a huge emoji over an area that you shouldn't see.
Now, remember in this new season, Sydney's character, she's on OnlyFans now. She's like an adult content creator.
Why is this emoji so large? Like, I can't, like, what? Is There's what just I was a supposed lot. To see there really large?
It's a no, few things.
But it's just that whole area.
What,
just
are the
for safety.
What are the things? Describe them to me. Because I don't, like, what are we, I need to see the
I mean, her
undies
are there. Yeah.
Okay.
But
every you can still see things.
Like what?
Like her undies.
Okay.
Just, we don't want to get banned on Instagram,
got
you know?
It. Right. Got it. Tasteful. This is tasteful.
But yeah, but a lot of people were like, ew, like, Sydney is just saying yes to everything. Like, you didn't have to record this.
It's just that she's already been kind of, you know, people already criticize her for being very, like, over-sexualized. And now this character takes it to a whole nother level. Because I did watch episode 1. And yeah, it's she's out there.
But it's just a role. Like,
I know.
This is she's taking a job. Like, I don't know. There's people that have played and, you know, characters in movies that have done all sorts of awful stuff. And we're not like, oh, I can't believe they would do that.
That's
like, it's
point.
Acting, right?
Yeah, but a lot of the fans are like, this is just like, at this point, they're just humiliating you. Like, you don't need to do this. Like, you're Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah,
but it's Euphoria. This is a big deal.
No, I get that. Yeah. I get it. But what do I know? I'm still on season 1, episode 2. So
yeah,
got a lot of catching up. Graham, what do you have?
All right, if you live here in the city or I guess anywhere in the Bay Area that has got a good view of the city, on Saturday night, you might have been treated to a very unexpected fireworks show. On Saturday night around 9:45, and I'd say it's a pretty massive fireworks display, started just launching off, and it caught pretty much everyone off guard. Many people said on social media that these fireworks were on par with what the city does for New Year's or other big events, so a lot of fireworks. Many other people reported that all the loud booms were very unnerving, people thinking it was a crazy, like, thunder from the storms that we saw over the weekend or explosions of some kind. People very on edge because of the war in Iran, obviously. But again, this is because nobody knew the fireworks were going to happen. Apparently, it was all part of an annual celebration for Computers and Structures, Inc., CSI, a software company for the building industry. And it's the second year in a row that this was part of CSI's post-party, like, and it's dubbed a private fireworks show. I don't know how you can have a fireworks show that is private when you're launching
no
them from a barge in the middle of the bay because it's a private.
Everyone shield your eyes. You didn't get an invite to this.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Sorry, this is a private fireworks show. Can I see your ticket? What do you mean? My windows in my apartment are shaking because you're launching them right here in the bay. They said they sent out an email notification from the port authority or something, and they were supposed to notify people. But again, who would have been on this email list or had access or any sort of forewarning that this was going to happen? But that's what happened if you saw some fireworks on Saturday night around 9:45. again, those were a private fireworks show. They were not for you. Okay.
Yeah. So just mind your business next time.
Butt out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I want to wish my wife, Maria, a happy birthday. Me and Maya love you. Woo!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Maria!
Happy birthday. Great points. The JV Show right here on Wild 94.9. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And can we remind everybody or let you know that we have a Giants talkback contest all this week.
We do.
So right now, leave us a talkback letting us know who you would take with you if you won these four tickets. And this is when the Giants take on the Dodgers, you guys.
Oh, this is going to be a big one.
So this is Tuesday, April 21st, courtesy of UCSF Health.
Nice. So we'll draw a winner for that on Friday. So all this week, get those Giants talkbacks in.
Good morning, JV Show. David from Dublin. Hey, I wanted to find out if they do colonize the moon, would you all be willing to be one of the first settlers on the moon? I don't think there's been any bipping incidents on the moon, so I think your vehicles might be safe. All right, just want to know.
No bipping incidents yet, but there will. Right. We're humans. We love stealing from each other, so that will happen at some point. Any interest in colonizing the moon once they set up a civilization?
No.
Not there. Until there's, like, Wi-Fi and all the good stuff up there.
Yeah, like, what do the golf courses look like there? I mean, I know you'd be able to hit the ball a mile because of the whole
gross
gravity situation, but everything's just kind of, like, dusty.
Yeah. Dark.
Like, I want, like, some nice green grass. Yeah. You know?
I feel like you'd never be able to get a tan on the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Be so pale.
Also, wouldn't you just have to always worry about asteroids and stuff hitting the moon? You've seen the moon, right? The thing.
So many craters in that thing. I'm cratery. Not trying to get hit.
There's no atmosphere there. Right. So wouldn't, like, you build your little moon house and then it just gets blasted by a meteor.
Yeah, no thanks. All right, let's kick off What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Sure.
Maybe it's because I have small hands, but I feel like my are so big that I need my husband's help to spread them.
That's nasty.
That is
gross. All right, think about what that bleeped out. I got a visual. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, you sickos, so keep your guesses PG, please. Leave those guesses on the talkback mic. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess so we can shout you out if you get it right. First correct answer of the morning is the only person that will win a JV Show chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly in order to win today's JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. Maybe it's because I have small hands, but I feel like my are so big that I need my husband's help to spread them.
Ew.
Like, you grab that side. I got this.
Whoa.
I can't think of anything.
Gross.
All right, this is a family show.
Oh.
You sickos. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yvonne and George from San Jose, and we think the bleeped out word is comforter.
Great guess.
Comforter. Great guess.
Yes.
You got a big comforter?
Yeah, I think so.
Like a down comforter?
A down comforter?
I don't know.
It's filled with down. It's like, I didn't know that was a foreign term.
Just what's the difference between a regular comforter and a down one? I just thought that was what it was called.
Well, they're filled with like feathery. It's like fluffy, feathery kind.
Don't
That's
have
too
one
fancy
of those.
For me.
No.
What's yours got in it?
I don't know. Just like
fluff?
Yeah.
Like coffee stuff? Or whatever.
Got it.
I think.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Andrea in Albany. My guess for the bleeped out word is kids. All right, y'all have a good morning.
Spreading your kids out? Get in here,
hey,
kids.
Hey, this is a family show. a great guess, I think.
For sure.
Got some questions, though?
Hi, JV Show. It's Riley from Hayward, and I think the bleeped out word is cards. Thank you. Have a good day.
Cards. Now, like that, playing cards.
Now that is a great guess, because if you have small hands and anytime I play a card game with my kids, it drives me so crazy that they can't just fan their cards out and they have to put them in a stack. And then I got to watch them flip through every single card to see if they have one that can play in Uno or whatever it could be. Just fan your cards out. And then I do it for them, hold them like this. Here you go. And then I hand it to them fanned out. And then 2 minutes later, they're all back in a stack again.
Yep.
Fan your cards out.
Thankfully, my hands aren't that small. I can hold Can hold some cards. Okay.
Yes.
Even in Uno after you've drawn like 40 in a row.
Yes.
My God.
I can hold the entire deck in Uno. I've done it before. All right. If you think you know what that word is, if you have a guess, leave it now on the TalkBack mic on the iHeart app. Excuse me. We're going to play more of your TalkBacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
For the JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And we're playing What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, and you think you know what that bleeped out word is, you want to leave your guess on the TalkBack mic on the iHeartRadio app. Sorry, my phone just started playing Justin Bieber performing at Coachella.
Any good?
I don't know if you can hear that. No, not that great, but we'll talk about that coming up 7:55. All right, back to What the Bleep. Leave your guess on the TalkBack mic. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. Maybe it's because I have small hands, but I feel like my are so big that I need my husband's help to spread them.
Oh. Interesting.
It's a two-person job.
Yes. I mean, the more the merrier. If another person or two wants to join in, that'd be great.
Wow. Oh.
Okay. Just remember, this is a family show. Oh. Yes, sickos. Let's go to your guesses.
Hi, this is Loren from Napa. Is the bleeped out word toes?
What?
Surprisingly, there were... She wasn't the only one that guessed toes. Spread them toes! Are we talking about the camel variety or just
that,
like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Just like regular.
Either way, I can handle that part myself.
Oh, okay.
I think. This is weird.
Hey, JV Show, my name is Ella from San Lorenzo, and I think the bleeped out word is cushion. Have a great day. Bye!
Spread your cushions!
Maybe digging for some change or some stale dino nuggets that have fallen down. Okay.
They can be pretty big. You know, if you got to reach up under there.
Yeah.
Yes, I get it.
Morning, JV crew. TJ out of Livermore here. Is the bleeped out word curtains? Just regular curtains, you know, that hang on the window. All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
As opposed to the meat variety.
No.
I've never encountered curtains that I couldn't spread myself.
Sometimes,
like when you're just like opening and closing them.
Sometimes the little rings get stuck up there, and then you're like pulling on the thing. My wife makes me hang curtains and curtain rods on every window that she can ever find, and some of them I don't even bother. I'm just like, I'm going to be wrestling this stupid thing forever.
Just leave it.
Ring doesn't slide on the rod or whatever it is.
Hi, Selena. This is Minnie, and I think the bleeped out word is sheets.
There it is. Here's today's clip unbleeped. Maybe it's because I have small hands, but I feel like my sheets are so big that I need my husband's help to spread them. Yeah, if I'm like making the bed myself, I feel like it takes forever because I'm like doing one corner. I got to walk to the other side. If I had like longer arms and bigger hands, I feel like I could just get it done so much faster.
Bed making is a two-person job. Mm-hmm. If you got a king size bed or whatever, it's way easier with two people. Otherwise, you look like an idiot because you're like, yeah, okay, let me get this corner. And then I got to crawl
walk
over there.
Walk
all the way around. Yep. And then I tuck this corner. And by then, the other corners come untucked. And you got to go back to that side. You got to have two people. It's way faster.
Yeah.
It's just a better system. All right, let's give some shout outs, shall we? We shall. First, Minnie. She didn't say where she was from because she was such a hurry to get the first correct answer of the morning. And she was on it. She was fast. But I don't know where she's from. But
like Minnie Mouse? From Disneyland?
Or it's me, Mickey. And my wife, Minnie, just won the contest. Give her a chug mug. Yeah, Minnie from somewhere in the Bay Area. We don't know, but she just won a brand new chug mug. She had the very first correct answer this morning. Quite a few other people came with the correct answer this morning. So let's shout them out. Owen and Jessica in Gilroy had it. So did Vince and Olivia in Dublin. We should have the two of them, those two groups square off. Owen and Jessica, Vince and Olivia. They're both very good at this game.
Yep.
Daisy in Lodi had the correct answer. So did Terry and Kayla in Redwood City. Ricky in San Jose had it, so did Ashley in Berkeley, and Jeremy at Oakley. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up?
Daniel in San Francisco had it, so did Lori in Morgan Hill, Sharifa in Richmond, Tech in Concord. What's up, Tech? What's up? Carol in San Francisco said bed sheet.
Oh, so close.
The word was sheets. And she was like, oh, sheets. I didn't have the right answer, but she was close. Anybody else that squeak one in there at the end that I'm missing?
Nope.
Jess, all right.
That was it.
Thank you to everybody that played along this morning. And again, shout out to Minnie, who had it first.
We'll do it again tomorrow morning, same time, 7:05 here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And let's see who could possibly be winning these Disney tickets this morning. Who do we have on the phones? right here.
This is Julie.
Hi, Julie. Good morning. How was the weekend?
Great. How was your weekend?
It was amazing. You know what? These dill holes here that I work with, Graham and Jez, they didn't even ask me, hey, Selena, how was the weekend?
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
How were you doing? Well, how are you this morning? Julie, thank you so much. That meant a lot. But this ain't about me.
Yeah,
this is about
Selena.
You.
Still waiting for Selena to ask me about my weekend.
This is about you, Julie, possibly winning these tickets to the Disney Resort. A 4-pack is what you're saying,
yep,
Jess?
It's 4 2-day, 1-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets.
All right, here's how this is going to go down. We're going to ask you 4 random trivia questions. Julie, you just got to get 3 correct. And if you can do that, the tickets are yours. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go with question number 1. The Disney movie, The Princess and the Frog, is set in the 1920s in what U.S. city?
I think that's Louisiana.
That's a state. What U.S. city?
Oh, city. New Orleans.
Yep. There it is. We knew you knew that.
Second try on that one, but the city of Louisiana. Maybe there is one out there, but that, yeah, New Orleans. All right, question number 2. If you order a whiskey neat at a bar, that means you don't want the bartender to put what in it?
I was going to say, is it alcohol?
Nope. Means you don't want them to put anything in it, ice or any mixer of any kind.
You want just the alcohol.
Straight alcohol.
Yes.
Yes.
Question number 3, Julie. The FAA is the agency that oversees all air travel in the United States. What does FAA stand for?
What do you think of that? African Airline?
FAA. They oversee all air travel in the United States. Do you want to try to guess again? FAA.
Why did we go to South Africa?
Not S.
F as in Frank?
Yes.
A as in Apple? A as in Apple. FAA.
Okay. Federal Aviation Administration.
Yep.
That really came out of nowhere. All right, question number 4. Let's finish strong here. If you include the length of the end zones, how many yards is an NFL field in total?
I want to say 100 yards?
Nope.
120.
What now?
120?
Yep.
Who else is there with you?
This is a very odd game because every time she said, I want to say, and then it was dead wrong. And then she came back with
the right answer. Well, Julie, you only got 2 correct. So.
Well, I think you sort of got 3 because she got the first one on a second try. And then she got the fourth one on a second try. And the third one she got right on a second try.
Okay, so she won.
So.
Julie,
what am I going to do?
Good job, Julie. You're going to be going to the Disneyland Resort. You just won 4 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Julie. Hang on there. Just hang on. We're going to get you those tickets.
I want to say that she's going to Disneyland. Yeah, she is going to Disneyland.
I want to say that we have a birthday talk back.
Hi, good morning, JV family.
Yeah, we do have
one. Emily from Paleo, and I just want to give some birthday shout-outs to my family, Ileana and Isabella, my twin grandbabies that turned 2 yesterday. My son Claudio will be turning 24 this Wednesday. My daughter Sierra will be turning 30 this Friday. And then I, myself, will be turning the lovely 25. On Sunday.
Nice.
Wait, I got to get the calculator out. She's turning 25, and her son was turning 30. Yes. The math is math there, but that's...
Happy birthday!
How many,
who gives a
who
fart?
Who gives a fart? So I have to throw in
who
there.
Who gives a fart?
At least 5
birthdays in
there. Who gives a fart?
Yeah, one more for good
who
measure.
Who gives a fart?
All right, I got a couple DMs. Yeah, happy birthday to everyone. That's a stressful week of birthday gift shopping. Yeah. All right, I got a couple DM slides here. First one, hi, Graham. We want to wish our nephew, Vincent, a happy birthday. He's turning 11 today. Love, Auntie Katie, Uncle Amato, and AJ. Yes, happy birthday to Vincent.
Who gives a fart?
Hope you have a great day. One final one here. Hey, Graham, hoping you can wish my son Braden a happy 10th birthday. We celebrated double digits with an amazing trip to Disneyland. Wow. And a birthday shout out from the JV show would be the icing on the cake. He's such an incredible kid whose warmth and energy lights up every room he's in, from school, sports, and drama. He can do it all. We love you, B. Love your mom
I'm a mommy.
Dad.
I'm a daddy.
And sister Madeline. Yes. Happy birthday, Brayden. Sounds like you've already had a good birthday, and then hope you continue. But keep this in mind throughout your actual birthday today.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah.
That is a great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. Said without the haircut. I'm going to be the first one to say it, but yep, no game. How do you go from South Africa to Federal Aviation? I mean, that makes no sense.
Huh. Yeah.
You know, it's Monday. Sometimes your brain isn't fully, you know, like, yeah, you're just like, oh, the thing. And then suddenly
then
the right answer just,
you.
Yeah, it just pops into your head magically.
Yeah. It does sometimes.
Good morning, JV Show. Mia here from Pacifica. They straight cheated on that damn Yup Nope game. This ain't it. Y'all need to run that back or not. That was completely cheating. I want to say they completely cheated.
Yeah, you know, and we always say it ain't that. It's just a game. Like, just don't cheat. Just come on here. Just have fun.
There's a lot of very upset talkbacks. And they're not just people being salty. We want to be happy for the winners on this show. Yeah. But that game was highly...
questionable.
Highly questionable. Did not pass the smell test.
No, it is completely stank over here. Graham, what do you have inside today's hottest trending?
We're going to talk about Bay Area Congressman Eric Swalwell and what's going on with his campaign for governor right now. Because I don't know if you guys have been following this.
No.
A lot of developments over the weekend.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health. Access to excellence.
Sabrina Carpenter in hot water for mocking one of her fans. By the way, this trending, at least my story, is all about Coachella, by the way. Ooh. So Sabrina Carpenter, she kicked off the weekend headlining on Friday night. She's sitting at her piano about to get into her song, We Almost Broke Up Again, last night. Now listen to what happened as she stopped down.
I think I heard someone yodel. Is that what you're doing? I don't like it.
It's my culture!
That's your culture, is yodeling?
It's a call! A celebration!
Is this Burning Man? What's going on? This is weird.
Like, the fan literally said, this is my culture, and right. She still dismissed it as weird. For those who don't know the sound or chant, and I know I'm going to not say this correctly, but it's called a Zagruta.
Okay.
Probably saying that wrong. Do you guys know a better pronunciation? Because that's what I'm going to just run with. I know. I'm not saying it completely correct, but excuse me. It's a call of celebration, a way to express joy, often used by Arabic women, which is like what that fan was trying to explain to Sabrina. Now, thankfully, after the show, Sabrina did educate herself and she issued this apology. She said, my apologies. I didn't see this person with my eyes and I couldn't hear clearly. My reaction was pure confusion, sarcasm, and not ill-intended. I could have handled it better. Now I know what a Zagruta is. I welcome all cheers and yodels from here on out.
I'm glad she said that. I mean, you have to sympathize with her in the moment. You know, you're on stage. You got a lot of adrenaline. There's a million people screaming and yelling. You know, it's like there's a lot going on there.
Right.
But although you could clearly make out what that person said.
Yeah, the second that person says my culture, like I'm not going to call it weird or say anything else bad about it. Yeah. Oops.
Don't question it. Move on. Like, you should have
Thank
to say
you.
Anything.
Now let's talk about Bieber's performance really quick, because some are calling it the worst in Coachella history because of how lackluster it was. If you don't know, he spent a good portion of his set, which was highly anticipated. This was Justin Bieber's big comeback performance. And he spent a good portion of his set sitting at a desk, browsing YouTube, playing videos, and then singing along to those. Now, a lot of people pointed out that he got paid a rumor $10 million to do this, to sit there and browse YouTube. When you're thinking, like, you're getting paid that much, you'd put in more effort or you would put some of that money into your set.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To make it this big thing. It's Coachella. I know for me, at least, I'm on the side of fans. I think it was a little lazy. I did expect more. Others, though, are totally here for this, quote, healthy comeback. You know, it's Bieber. We know about his mental health struggles. He didn't force anything. He just took it slow and gave incredible vocals. Some fans are happy with that. I do want to play this one talk back that we got earlier this morning when we talked about this performance. Oh, hold on. That's not it. Sorry, that's Jeez. The wrong one. Here it is.
Good morning, Davey Show. Happy Monday. With regards to Bieber's Coachella, I heard that he doesn't own any of his old songs, which is why he had to basically scroll on YouTube and just sing along to them, because he can't sing to them alone.
That's an issue, because he did sell his catalog a few years back, right? For
he
a couple
did.
Hundred mil?
Yep, he did. But you can still perform the songs. Otherwise, yeah. Taylor Swift wouldn't have been able to perform any of her songs
right.
on tour.
The when you sell your catalog of music, which a lot of artists are doing now because you get these huge, huge sums of money for it, yeah, you can't make money off the sellings of those recordings if anybody downloads or buys the albums going forward once you've completed that sale. But yes, you can't always perform your own music.
Now, another theory is that he didn't want his whoever now owns the catalog now, he didn't want them to be profiting off of this performance because he no longer owns the music. That part is true. That he would essentially have to license it off of them to be able to perform it. Do you know anything about that? And so maybe he wanted to like cut out that entire
possibility of that happening.
Yeah, so that way they wouldn't profit off of this.
Well, they're going to profit off this because there's a renewed interest in Justin Bieber's music following this performance.
True.
Anytime somebody has something like this where everybody's talking about a concert, you see a big spike in their downloads and streams and all that stuff. They're going to profit off this from that. But as far as like a licensing issue of him still regarding the performance, I don't see.
Not that there would be an issue, but he didn't want them to profit off of this. So by playing the songs off YouTube, you can't really say, like, I performed the songs. I was just playing them off, off of YouTube, which is a public platform.
But he's still allowed to perform the songs.
That's why I think it was just him wanting to bring that, like, that sentiment back of, like, hey, this is how I got my start. And look at how much I've grown. Look at me now. I'm on this stage. I made it.
And it was, I mean, it reminded me a bit of his performance at the Grammys.
Stripped down.
He got out there with his laptop and like made his own, like started a beat and then just sung along to it with one microphone. Like it's like he took that kind of concept and just blew it up bigger. Well, not bigger, but just longer for Coachella.
I'd be a little disappointed if I paid all this money, though, to actually go. And this is what, I guess I'd be happy to still see him at all, but I do expect more at something like Coachella.
I think one of the things is people really wanted to see him perform some of his, you know, big mainstream hits from years ago. And he
did.
He dipped his toe in for a couple of those and played them for like a minute or something. I think people really wanted to see that. But I also think there's a lot of people that love this performance because it was so different and it gave them like, I was there for this unique moment.
The other thing I wanted to point out, because a lot of people are asking the question, had it been a female artist, because you watched Sabrina Carpenter's performance. I don't know if you guys saw anything like from her shows, but she's going all out.
It's a big stage show.
Yeah, she has like a little mini movie playing and she has celebrity cameos in that. And she's like, you know, on
stage
top
props.
Of a water fountain and doing all this stuff. Had it been a woman who did this stripped down performance like Bieber, would she be getting drugged right now?
Ooh.
It's a great question.
Probably.
Imagine Sabrina Carpenter doing that. I think she'd be, you know, making headlines for how awful her performance was. But when it's Bieber, it's art.
I wonder.
I feel like it just fits what he was going for. I think I'm here for it, you guys. Would I have waited, you know, for hours like these other people did? Because there's people that run to the barricade as soon as the doors open and they wait there for like 10 hours to be right at the front of the barricade. No, I would not have done that, but I would have enjoyed it regardless.
Yeah, and you said they wear diapers, right, to not lose their spot?
Probably.
Yeah, you have to.
I heard some
of those
people
space
just
diapers can hold like a week's worth of number 2s.
Ew, that is so disgusting.
Some just go on the grass.
Dusty desert nugget.
Yeah, our very own Crystal. You can just have your friends form a trust circle around you, and you can just pop a squat right
there.
It's
very common there
in the desert at Coachella. Yep.
All right, coming up next on the JV Show, we got to talk about this really scary video out of Fairfield.
Yeah, what in the Fairfield home invasion is going on?
Let's talk about it after this.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hope you had a good weekend. Thanks for hanging here with us, hanging out here with us, hanging back here with us. You know what I mean.
Yeah, but if you haven't left a talk back yet for these Disneyland Resort tickets, I don't know what you're waiting for. Do it before 9:25. Leave a talk back letting us know who you're going to take with you, why you want to go to Disneyland, and if you hear your talkback being played at 9:25, then you have 10 minutes to give us a call to claim your tickets, because if not, they're going to go to somebody else.
Yes. We don't want that to happen. So no. Leave us talkbacks and then tune back in 9:25. All right. Let's talk about this Fairfield situation.
Holy Fairfield home invasion, you guys. You've probably seen this video. It's gone mega viral over the weekend of a guy. He's at a front door. It's a doorbell camera footage you're seeing, and he's standing out in front of this house, and he's talking to the homeowner through the Ring doorbell camera, and he is demanding that he be let into the house. I just want to play a snippet of it because it is so, so creepy.
Can you leave my house, please?
Can you open the door, please?
You have nothing to do with my house. Can you leave my house?
Open the door. This is my neighborhood. Open the door. No. Or I will end you. Do you understand me?
Oh my God, what in the demon?
He's breaking things and thrashing things and trying to break the camera. Again, this clip is much, much longer than that. That's just a sample of it. If you haven't seen the video, it is so, so creepy of the guy as he leans in and talks directly to the camera. Oh, this is my neighborhood. Open the door. And he's shouting things about, where's your daughter? Where's your daughter?
Oh,
I need to check on her.
God.
And it's clearly, we don't know what led up to this incident, because this guy is convinced that he needs to get into this house. Now, this homeowner is talking through the doorbell camera. He's not at home, but his wife and kid are. And he's trying to defuse the situation and tell this guy, go away, go away. But this guy will not leave, keeps getting more and more worked up. And again, he's thrashing stuff in the front, you know, trying to break the camera. He rips like a bell or wind chime thing off the wall. He's hammering the door with that. It is terrifying. Now, again, he's trying to talk this guy down.
God.
The guy leaves the front door. Then the Fairfield police have kind of weighed in on this whole thing, because this is very unnerving for a lot of people, particularly in the Fairfield area. Like, what is happening here? That guy then gets into the house through a sliding glass door. Now he's inside.
Oh,
the homeowner, who had been talking to him to the camera, races back home, grabs a shovel out of his truck, and goes into the house, and the two of them get into a fight. Both of them apparently suffered some sort of head injuries. Thankfully, the police show up right after that and arrest this guy, 30-year-old Jason Nichols. And he, again, we don't know what led him up into this moment. If it's a mental health thing, if he legitimately is convinced that he needed to be in that house for some reason, it's a very bizarre incident. And when you watch that video, it's the creepiest thing you cannot imagine.
That creeped me out just hearing that.
Something so scary happening on your front door. But again, that guy has been arrested. He's facing several felony charges from the incident. But what in the...
That's so scary.
What in the psycho... Doorbell camera. That's the scariest doorbell camera you could ever get. And again, it goes on for several minutes of him demanding to be let into the house.
Oh my God, what would you guys do?
You get your shovel.
I don't even have a shovel.
You don't own a shovel?
Well, no. Actually, I think I do. I think we do have a shovel. But I feel like I wouldn't have time to, like, if some guy enters through.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary.
My back door.
Careful.
I'm not going to, like, have time to run and grab anything. You know what I mean? I'm caught off guard. I feel like I would panic. I'm not.
You got to have.
Thinking.
You got to grab something. And you need to. What I don't know is at what point during the video, because this is a several minute long, you know, conversation they're having through the doorbell camera. At what point did the homeowner call the police? That's what I want to know, because that needs to be the first thing that happens as soon as this guy is not leaving the front. Your front steps and keeps demanding to get in and is kicking the door and punching the door and stuff like that. I hope at that point he had already called the cops. I mean, they get there.
Yeah, or the wife inside. I would assume the wife had already called while the husband's trying to talk to him.
I don't know. It just seems like a lot of time elapsed between when they got there and because he had already gotten in the house. But I don't know. I mean, that's the one part of the timeline that I'm not clear on. But this was, if you... Watch this video again. It was getting shared everywhere over the past four or five days.
What a psycho.
This happened last Tuesday. So just one of the scariest things. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, if you want to watch the video, it is a JV Morning Show on our Instagram story. But yeah, that I would be so scared if I was inside that house.
Right.
And imagine the helplessness you're feeling when you know your wife and kid are in the house and you're not there and this guy is not leaving.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're racing home.
I'm glad they're okay. Oh, my God.
I need to buy a shovel.
Yes.
Jess, before we move forward, can you give everyone details on the Giants talkback contest yes. we have going on right
so
now.
So all week long, you can leave us a talkback that's going to enter you for the chance to win 4 tickets to check out the Giants when they take on the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. This is for the game happening Tuesday, April 21st. So leave your talkbacks all week long. And then on Friday morning, we'll pick a winner.
All right. And good luck to those of you entering that contest.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We've been talking about Bieber's Coachella performance all morning.
In regards to Bieber, I think it was amazing. If you are a Bieber fan from way back in the day, you understand how healthy and how connected he was to the fans. He looked so happy. He looked at peace. I think he's not trying to get this fan base anymore. Like, he has already established. He's been in the industry for years. He doesn't need the flashy. I think this was so intimate. And in a world where there's so much, he toned it down and connected.
Yeah. I will give him that. Mm-hmm.
I like that talk back.
I guess the one thing is I want to hear from somebody that was there, that watched it in person.
That was there.
Do you know what I mean, though? Because yeah. we're just sitting here. Everybody's making judgments about the performance based on 15-second or 30-second clips that we see on social media. What was it like being there, I mean, start to finish? Did right. you where, did you love it? Like, oh, my
but
God,
based
I was blown
on the videos
away?
That we've seen, people in the crowd did love it.
So that's, I mean, that's what you know? I want to, because, like, we're like, oh, man, it was great. Was it? None of us were there.
Yeah.
So I want to hear from somebody, and they're probably really hungover today and not ready. But if you are, get back sometime this week from this weekend, I want to hear about it. Like, what did you think watching their performance in person? Because we're all making judgments based on social media clips. And we know when you make judgments on things you see on social media, it's not
really
the full
story. And
good for
him, I guess, good for him for not pushing himself either. Like, he's called off a world tour before because it was too much on his mental health, and if he needs to take things a little bit slower, I mean, I think that's fine. It's still he's still Bieber. I agree with that last talk back. He's not trying to earn fans or to right. gain new fans. They're already there.
I just wonder, and look, I'm not a Biebernator or whatever you call it, Justin Bieber.
Belieber.
Yeah, that. I'm not that. So in my mind, if you're getting $10 million for the performance or whatever, wouldn't you rather have seen him like do a stripped down performance, just him, but it's like an acoustic performance where he actually performs all the songs in like a different interpretation of them, a different take, like maybe just him and a guitar or whatever, you know, like that. Again,
I would, yeah.
I'm not a Beliebinator, but
Belieber.
That's what I said, you know, so that just in my mind, that would be what I would rather have seen than him.
Yeah, me too.
Jump around on YouTube.
All right. I do want to get to this embarrassing thing that Jess's man asked
you
her.
You guys, I'm still even embarrassed just talking about it now, but during the weekend, he visited me in San Mateo.
San Mateo.
And, you know, we're having a meal, you know, we're chatting, and then gets kind of quiet, I'm eating, and he randomly says, "Do you not eat a lot when you're with me because you don't want to go to the bathroom?"
Great question.
And I was like,
we've all been wondering it.
What? And he was like, yeah, like, do you not eat a lot when you're with me? Is that the reason why you don't eat a lot when you're with me? Is because you don't want to go to the bathroom? And I was like,
and after the date's over, you're just like starving. Can't wait to get back to the house because now you got all the food you want and a toilet.
No, but he like stopped me in my tracks because I was like, how do I even answer this question? Obviously, we are a no poo relationship where we don't talk about that. For all he knows, I've never gone a day in my life. And for one, I think him asking me that makes me feel like he thinks I've never gone when I'm with him, which is amazing for me.
Because you have and you just hit it well.
Because, you know, there's methods of just being like, I'm going to go shower now. And then you turn the water on and then you...
So how did you answer the question?
We hear the water running and we also hear the...
Stop!
Flushing.
Yeah. Like, why have you flushed the toilet 3 times while the shower's running? I don't get it.
Is that like you think you're hiding something? Like, yeah, you can still hear the toilet flush.
Yeah, we know what's going on.
I know, but like, I just don't want him to know that. Even though I know, obviously, it's like a natural thing.
Okay, but because you and admittedly just said you try to hide it so much, answer his question. Do you eat less when?
Yeah. When you what guys was the answer?
The answer was no, because I don't think I do that. But am I doing it subconsciously? Am I subconsciously like, oh, you know what? Let me not eat as much because what if I do have to go to the bathroom later and I don't want to?
I think you're doing it consciously. Like, I'm not going to have a second helping of broccoli and Brussels sprouts. You know what I mean?
And beans. I think I'll lay off the beans for a little bit.
Yeah.
But now, maybe there's like, certain, maybe you don't notice yourself eating less, but there are certain things you stay away from.
Right.
Oh, there are certain things you have to stay away from if you don't want that to happen. Obviously,
so it is a conscious effort.
I guess, but I couldn't say that to him because
he's clearly noticed.
Well, he can't know that I do that. Obviously, we're a no poo relationship, so
every guy knows,
but they don't want.
But we don't want to be involved in it.
Right, but you know it happens.
I don't want to be a party to it, you know?
Like, I don't think I ever want to actually tell him, like, hey, I really have to go right now. I just have to live my life hiding it forever.
Well, that's the type of I don't want to have a relationship where we're open
about that. I'm living life. I don't know. I feel like forever, for the rest of my life, I have to hide it.
That's so much in the shadows. That's so much pressure.
That is a lot of pressure, but I think that's what I've committed to now. And I think unless it's like a full-on emergency that I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to just go in my pants right now, I think I'm going to hide it.
Yeah.
So
me and AJ have reached a point where it's like, yeah, who cares?
Really?
How long
did it take though?
We're not parties that are directly involved in each other's business.
Okay,
but as far as
you don't have the matching side by side toilets,
we're not doing all that. But if one of us,
so you can hold hands.
If one of us
has to go,
like it's not a big deal if the other person knows.
But did it take,
honestly? It takes. It's like the huge weight lifted.
Really?
Yes.
But did it take a while to get to that point?
It did. It did because I was like you, and I was like, "There's no way." But then it's like I can't go the rest of my like we live together. We're married.
You can't live like that.
I can't go the rest of my life like this.
I think I am going to have to, you guys.
Well, you have some time because you guys are long distance right now. So I think right now you're good.
Well, I just say, you're lucky. See, it's long distance. You got Monday through Friday to get them all out. And then you can just hold it all weekend long.
Ew. True. I have an advantage
You've
right now.
You've done it before. Don't lie.
Yeah.
No.
She's just counting down the days till Monday. I can't wait till I'm back in my own apartment. I can just let it rip.
Hey, guys, we are less than an hour away from us playing that winning talk back for these Disneyland resort tickets. So if you're trying to win this four pack of tickets, leave us a talk back now. 9:25, listen up as we play the winning talk back. Woo-woo. It could be yours. If it is, you're going to have 10 minutes from then to give us a call and claim your tickets.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Jess, so you met up with your man, your fiancé. Over the weekend, and what did he ask you?
He was like, do you not eat as much when you're with me because you don't want to go to the bathroom?
And we all know the answer is yes.
Yeah.
But you don't want him to know that.
Right.
I don't know why I'm like so weird about that stuff, but I don't want him to know that I'm going to the bathroom, going number two.
Because you don't do that.
Because I don't do that, obviously. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. For Jess. You're getting married. You don't feel comfortable yet with your soon-to-be husband to know that you go number two. What happens when you guys move in and you're around each other 24/7? He's gonna know. Do you have an outhouse? Will you have an outhouse to go?
Oh my God!
Will you have an outhouse?
That's a great idea.
Damn, can you build her one? You gotta watch out for Bogolo Joe.
Yeah, Bogolo Joe, the guy that lives in the outhouse at Herbert Camp. He's just waiting to pull people down in there. Yeah, I mean, I answered that question though. I mean, it's a good point. When you guys live together, unless you're in a place with a lot of bathrooms, and that nobody can afford that
right
here in the Bay Area. So what are you gonna do if you're in an apartment? You got that one bathroom.
I think once that happens, obviously, I'll have to just let my guard down about this. But the thing is, what's so weird is I don't know why I'm like this about the specific topic, because even with my family growing up, I was never like, hey, I'm gonna go to the bathroom right now. Like, I really have to go.
Hey, guys,
number two.
I gotta go.
Like,
I was never
like that. So I feel like this is just a problem I've had.
Yeah, me and my family must be disgusting then.
Yeah, well,
especially as a kid, like, you think that stuff's funny, you know?
Right.
I mean, now as adults, we still do. Graham and I, at least.
And the funny thing is like, I find it, like, it is normal if somebody else tells me, like, that they have to go. Like, I find no issue in that. But when it comes to me telling somebody else, I don't know why I'm so weird about it. But I guess I'm going to have to get rid of that problem once we leave.
Yes. How can you marry somebody where you guys can't even talk about farting? You're about to, like... The fact is that you haven't even lived together and you're getting married. That's wild because you find out so much about somebody when you live together. But you can't even talk about farting. Come on. We all fart.
women's farts smell like flowers. We all know that. Nope. But we all fart. Like, you should be able to talk about farting with your fiance. That's super wild.
I just don't. I don't feel like I should have to. Like, I feel like I'm comfortable with him with everything else, but I just don't want to talk to him about that stuff.
Is he open to talking? Like, will he joke about that stuff? He'll talk about it.
Hoping the fart floodgates open?
I don't think so. I actually think
he wants them closed.
I think he'd rather have the fart gates closed. But the funny thing is like, if he is gonna go to the bathroom, like, he'll tell me. And again, like, I'm perfectly fine with that. I just don't want to be the one telling him, like, hey, I really got to go. I don't know why.
Hey, Ruben, I got to go punch a grumpy. Hang on, I'll be right back. Well, you don't have to.
You don't have to announce it, but, like.
My relationship is founded. A cornerstone of our relationship is extreme bathroom privacy. You give that person the utmost bathroom privacy. Everything is a closed door, and maybe you should go sit outside. If we're in a hotel room, can you go sit on the balcony for a little bit? I need some privacy. And that's totally fine, right? But at least there is an understanding of what's about to happen in there.
You know? What about that?
Well, yeah, and the thing is, he obviously knows that it happens. I think it's just
like, would you be comfortable with even like, hey, I'm about to blow this bathroom up. Can you just stand outside the hotel room?
It's about to get violent in there.
He doesn't have to be around it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if that was going to happen and I knew, I'd rather him know and stay away.
So you are okay. I mean, that's essentially like.
That's the next step.
That's the next step, yeah. And I think, slowly. We'll get to that point. I just don't know if I want it to, though. I don't know if I want to talk to anybody about that.
Jess, it took me a marriage and a pregnancy before I was able to not care about going to the bathroom in front of my husband. Now, I will say that I still will not do that in front of him or around him. But if I have to go, I will let him know I have to go.
Okay, that makes me feel better that I'm not the only one that has been like this before.
So I think step one is just acknowledging it, right?
Yeah. You have to acknowledge.
You're right.
That's the first thing. Okay. You'll get there. I wouldn't worry too much about it now because you guys do live apart. So, like, what's the rush? But when you guys move in together, things are about to change.
Uh-oh.
All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Don't forget, 9:25, we are going to be playing that winning talkback for these tickets to the Disneyland Resort. If you have not left a talkback yet, do it now. Then listen back 9:25 to see if you are the winning talkback. If you are, you're going to have 10 minutes to give us a call back to claim your tickets.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Did you guys see Drake's seats at the Raptors game last night? So his seats are iced out. You can check these out. JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. I don't mean iced out like they're wearing a bunch of cool chains and watches and pinky rings. No, they're like icicles dripping from them. Drake wasn't even at the game, but these are the courtside seats that, you know, he's always sitting in. These are his seats, and they are they're iced. They're frozen.
That's good news.
Over.
Yes, that's good news, you guys.
Supposedly he's working on an Iceman project.
Oh.
And so this is like a tease leading up to this. Everyone thinks, not a whole lot of details about this.
I think this means we'll be getting it soon because he's been teasing it for a while now.
Is there excitement over this? I feel like Drake drops so many albums and projects that I'm just like, oh, it's just another one.
It's been a while though, I feel. Maybe I'm confusing.
I don't know.
Some very realistic looking icicles.
Yeah.
Only Canadians could pull this off.
Very nicely done. Uh-huh. Very nicely done. But yeah, anyways, people think that this means that his release of Iceman is getting closer.
Who gives a fuck?
Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni getting ready for trial May 18th. Again, mark your calendars, people. First things first, they're going to need an unbiased jury. So both sides have submitted, like, they got together and they submitted a list of questions that potential jurors should be asked. And there's one question in particular which mentions several big names. So the question reads, do you know any of the following people that you may hear from or about over the course of the trial? And then there's a long list of celebrity names just to go over a few of them. Taylor Swift, Ryan Reynolds, Jenny Slate, Colleen Hoover, Robin Lively, which is Blake's sister. You're not going to find anyone that's never heard of Taylor Swift.
That's going to be tough.
And so just because they've heard of her, they are disqualified?
I think they...
It could.
They want to get rid of people that have a very strong opinion about those people. Like, if you have a really strong opinion, like, I hate Taylor Swift, then you, as a juror, right, they're worried you're more likely to side with the person mm-hmm. who's not aligned with Taylor Swift, right? So, of course, everyone's going to have heard of most of these people, unless they're just getting people out of, like, retirement homes that are very, very elderly. I don't know if you want them as your juror, but you know what I mean? It's going to be
very difficult to find an unbiased group of individuals.
They're out there, but yeah, a lot of people have formed an opinion about this case.
Definitely. Another question that they can't seem to agree on, Blake's team wants to ask, do you have a view that because a person has brought a lawsuit, those claims necessarily have merit? Justin Baldoni wanted it changed to, do you have a view that because a woman has brought a lawsuit accusing someone of harassment, discrimination, or retaliation, those claims necessarily have merit? And Blake was like, absolutely not. We are not asking that. She says it's inappropriate because it focuses on gender. I think it's a great question.
Because it ties to the case.
It does.
And
it does seem very one-sided, though. So if you want to keep it broader, fine. We'll just go with the generic one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're having to come up with these questions together, and so far not agreeing on a lot of them.
All right, now everybody does everything they can to get out of jury duty, but let's just say, Selena, you actually showed up, and then this is the case.
Oh, I'm
Are you
saying.
Trying to get dismissed? Yeah. Because this is going to take weeks and weeks and weeks, and you're not going to be able to talk about it with anybody, and you're going to be stuck in the courtroom for weeks. Are you doing it? And they pay you, I don't know, about $6 a day or something.
I'm doing it.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
If it's 3 weeks, 3 months, I'm doing it.
Well, you'd have to actually show up for your jury summons. We know you guys don't
that. Would never happen. Right. So I would never get a, on a case like
Would you
like
do
this.
It, Graham?
Yeah, I've served on a jury before, and it was not a high-profile case, and the whole process was fascinating. I highly recommend you actually show up for your civic duty.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pass, though. My kids have doctor's appointments legal.
Got it. You're busy that day.
I never make it. Yeah. All right, Graham, what do you have?
I got a couple of local things we need to take a moment and say our goodbyes to. First, say goodbye to free parking on Sundays in Oakland. The grace period has ended. Parking meters now going to be enforced 7 days a week, including Sundays. Meters are going to be fully active in most of the city between noon and 6 p.m. In high traffic areas, that's going to go till 8 p.m. City leaders say this is going to be better support for the local economy because a lot of Oakland businesses experience their highest volume of customers on Sundays. And by requiring people to pay meters, more likely to have parking, that's going to cause people to have to move their cars. And then more likely you can find a space when you want to go support your local business. You believe that? Or they just want to generate some more parking meter revenue?
Yeah.
All right. Take a moment. Say goodbyes to Eric Swalwell and his campaign for governor of California. The Bay Area congressman announced yesterday that, quote, I'm suspending my campaign for governor to my family, staff, friends and supporters. I am deeply sorry for mistakes and judgment I've made in my past. I will fight the serious false allegations that have been made, but that's my fight and not a campaign. So have you guys been following this story?
No. What unfolded?
The allegations that he's talking about are from a few of his former female staff members. One of them in particular kind of broke over the weekend. The San Francisco Chronicle is actually the first news outlet that broke this story, and they've accused him of some pretty awful things, a sexual assault and otherwise, when they were very intoxicated. He's denied anything non-consensual ever happened with these women, but he is married, so there is that element of it all. But I think the nail in the coffin for him was that a large number of his, I think, current and former staff members all released a letter calling for him to drop out of the governor's race. So it wasn't just the people that accused him of stuff. It was all these people that had worked with him in the past. And they're like, bro, we believe that these allegations are credible and true and you need to step out. And so I was thinking that was going to happen earlier in the weekend, but it did happen yesterday and he has bowed out of the race.
Wow.
Yeah, that one was pretty shocking. Yeah.
The tea. So much
and
tea
I think
this
he,
morning.
Prior to that, for the Democratic candidates, he was polling in first place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was one of the top contenders.
Oh, plot twist.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. You know, every Monday we bring a photo from home.
Yeah.
From our weekend, and we post them right there on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. Make sure to give us a follow if you're not already. So my photo, I didn't even plan this. I like randomly hit up my friend Maggie, who's like the best photographer ever. And I was like, hey, do you have any like openings for Mother's Day shoots? Because every year she does these like mini photo shoots. You get like 20 minutes in and out. And she's like, I actually do have an opening. So I last minute got us some outfits off of Amazon.
Nice.
And we went in for a photo shoot yesterday. So this is me and my gaggle of kids.
Aww,
taking some
that.
Pictures together.
I didn't know Mother's Day shoots were a thing. Should I? Am I supposed to be photographing Kate with the kids?
Maybe if she wants one.
I better get on.
Maybe
that.
She would like pictures with the
so
kids.
So we'll see the final result on Mother's Day.
Yeah, I'll probably get them back in two or 3 weeks. And
okay.
Yes, if you guys care to see, sure, I'll show you guys. Yeah, so that's my picture.
Cute. Yeah, I don't care to see. I've seen enough. I'm kidding. It looks like a very, very... I'm sure these are going to be fantastic pictures. Everybody looks great in there. All right, mine is a picture of yesterday afternoon when the sun finally came out for a few minutes. Look who was laying by my front door.
No.
This is 10 feet from my front door, you guys.
And then did you stomp at that thing till its head was crushed in?
I didn't. Whoa. This is a gopher snake. Again, you got to go check out these pictures. JV Morning Show. He's a little guy. I mean, he's long. He's almost 3 feet long, but he was like kind of... He's like a skinny little guy. And I've seen this snake a couple times by our front door because we don't really have a walkway up to our front steps yet. You can see with the board there laying on the ground. I have a temporary walkway I made out of boards like a year and a half ago. And they're still there because I haven't built us a walkway yet. And I think he lives under there because I've seen this dude slithering around out there a couple times. And my kids call him Snakey.
Oh, my God. And you just leave him there to slither around your house?
Now, if it was a rattlesnake and PETA was not listening, things would not end well for Snakey. But this guy's a gopher snake, and he's good. He's friendly. He's chill. I hate snakes, though, you guys. So this
no,
is
I
a-
know. I could not. I don't care what kind of snake is like hanging outside my front door. I'm not. No, it's not staying there.
I'm surprised, Graham. Yeah, that no. You have, like, basically adopted this snake as part of your family now.
Well, I mean, that's as close as I'll get to him, only because he was headed the opposite direction. But if he was heading towards me, whoa, dude, I'm running for the hills.
Yeah, any snake scares me.
Oh, my God, no, that is
not okay. Say hi to Snakey.
Oh, hi, Snakey.
No.
You should feed it and, like, get it some rodents or something.
No,
you had some mice... around your house once. You've talked
about
that.
Hopefully he's keeping the mouse population under control by patrolling the perimeter of the house, but he's not invited
in.
Sorry, Snakey.
Wow. Mine is a rare picture of me wearing my glasses. I don't take a lot of pictures in my glasses.
What in the Lens Crafters is this going on here?
It looks like a Lens Crafters ad.
It does.
It does.
Oh, my God. I should have added the logo there. They need to send me my money.
But you could get an endorsement.
This is one of the only times that I actually left the house this weekend because it was raining all weekend long. But I did want to get a little sweet treat from Simply Cake in San Mateo.
So you dressed up as Harry Potter?
No, I didn't.
I do look so different. Watch this. They're going to recognize me for my ad.
What? And then went down there. What's this thing you're about to eat in this picture?
A little custard. A little, I forgot what it was called, to be honest.
Whatever it is, I would crush one of those right now.
They have so many good things, you guys. But no, this is not an ad for Lens Crafters, but...
And when you're wearing your bifocals, are these the ones that make your eyes look really big or far away?
A little bit of both, according to what I'm seeing in this picture.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess so.
I'm just kidding.
I'm zooming in now. Thanks, guys. The one time I'm like finally confident in posting a picture with my glasses and you just shut it down.
You shouldn't
just
do that
jokes,
again.
Just jokes.
Check out all of our photos, JV Morning Show, there on our Instagram. In the meantime, though, if you have not left us a talk back yet for these Disneyland Resort tickets, do it now. Mm-hmm. You only have a few more minutes because coming up 9:25, we are going to play the winning talk back. Now, if that's you, if you hear your talk back played, then you're going to have 10 minutes to give us a call back to claim your tickets. Again, if you left a talk back for Disney at any point this morning, 9:25, listen for the winning one. Could be you. I hope it's you. Then you're going to call us back to claim those tickets. If not, they're going to go to someone else.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What I don't get about Coachella, because this is weekend one. We still have weekend two, which is, you know, coming up. And everyone's going to go back out there and do the exact same set.
Sometimes they change the guests that they have. They changed a little bit.
I feel
bit.
Like Bieber, he can't go out there and do the same thing. Like, it's already, you know, you did it. We talked about it. Like, you have to switch it up.
That's
I think
a good
he will.
Point.
You have to do something else at this point.
But how much can he switch it up by, unless he's been rehearsing two different versions of a show. But if you've been practicing that one, which didn't seem that practiced as he was scrolling YouTube.
Yeah.
But it's like you've prepared for that. He's had months and months to prepare.
I just feel like it'd be weird to do that exact thing again.
Agreed. So maybe he has been preparing for two different shows.
Look, if this weekend, like, he gets back out there and he puts on a full-on show, choreography, the works, I'm pissed if I paid money and got the first show.
That's what happens. That's what you're risking when you buy those tickets.
I guess.
Maybe this time around, he'll just have bookmarked the links to a bunch of his old videos so it would go quicker rather than watching him scroll around.
This time he won't even show up. They'll just do a replay of this weekend.
That's smart. Yes. Even easier. They'll just plug in his laptop and hit play.
What if he was there, but he hit play on the YouTube video, but it's a YouTube video of the first performance? So he's there performing. The video of him performing to his videos on YouTube.
Legend. I'd become a Believinator for sure if that was the case.
Oh, that would be great. I hope he does do that. Like, I hope he does that.
It'd be legit.
I think that would work.
All right. So all this morning, I know it's only been a few hours. I almost said all this week. That wouldn't have made sense. But, this morning we've been asking you to leave your talkbacks for these Disneyland Resort tickets.
Yep.
Jess, do you have details on that really quick?
I do. So basically, two chances for you to win, right? 7:35, but that's done for
the Yep Nope game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is all this week, people. So listen up.
Other than that, though, throughout the morning, you can leave us a talkback or leave us as many talkbacks as you'd like. And that is going to qualify you for these Disneyland Resort tickets. Now, the real important thing that you have to remember is that at 9:25 is when we play the winning talkback every day. If you hear your talkback, you have to give us a call within 10 minutes, because if not, those tickets are going to go to somebody else. And you do not want that to happen.
We are a couple minutes early. Can we play the winning talkback now?
Yes, we can. Everybody's here. They're tuned in. They're ready.
Hi, this is Liz calling in from Rugged Park. I am leaving a talkback to enter to win the 4 tickets to Disneyland. This would be such a great surprise for my 2 kids, myself and my husband. We have been dying to go to Disneyland, so I'm hoping that we get chosen. Thanks again. Love you guys so much. Thanks.
You got chosen.
All right, there you have it. You've been chosen. That's Liz in Rohnert Park. Liz, I hope you are listening, because like Selena said, you got 10 minutes to give us a call and claim those tickets. Otherwise, we are forfeiting them and handing them to somebody more deserving than you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, I'm just saying that's if she didn't call during the 10 minutes. Our phone number is 888-333-9490.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time to hopefully give away these tickets to the Disneyland Resorts. Wild 94.9. Hi, is this Liz?
Yes, this is.
This
the
is
Liz.
Is this the Liz from Rohnert Park, Liz?
It is.
Oh, I don't know.
It's Liz from Rohnert Park.
What did you have for dinner last night, Liz from Rohnert Park?
I had pizza, round table pizza.
Damn it, that checks out. Yeah.
That's delicious.
That checks out.
And Jess, we verified everything.
We verified everything, and you just won for Tuesday.
Oh my God, we're so excited. I can't. My kids are going to die when they hear this. We're going to have to replay the show.
What a way to start your week. And everyone says Monday suck. Well, look at Liz.
Best day of the week so far.
No.
All right. Well,
I was literally laying on the couch, and when I heard it come on, I started screaming, and my husband ran in.
Well, congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold so we can get some more info from you to get those tickets. Hang on there, Liz. Everyone else, we're doing this all week. Disney talkbacks for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets. We'll do it again tomorrow morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.